You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell.
And your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Your local mortgage experts right here on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, February 9th show. It's a great day to talk about money. And that's what the show is all about, how to make money, save money, so you can have a better quality of life for you and your family. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast, but we're here to connect you with the guests that we have on the show. Please call in at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. And our first guest in studio, a regular contributor to our show, Tyler McKenzie, and he is broker owner of John L. Scott West Seattle. We're going to talk about adjusting to the new market conditions. And a little Tyler, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining
Tina.
Us.
Hi, Keelan. Brr.
Yeah. And a little bit about Tyler. As designated broker, Tyler is responsible for the supervision of their broker team. Residential real estate professional in the greater Seattle area since 2001, Tyler has been delivering successful outcomes to home buyers and sellers through both the best and worst times in the industry. Tyler believes that what has helped him to be successful during even the most difficult periods of the real estate and his mark is his marketing, negotiation, and creative problem-solving skills, which he now employs in leading their team of top-producing brokers. Considered a top leader in the professional locally as well as state and nationally levels, I want to list some of Tyler's credentials here, and I have to say that he has so many of them. I can't go over them all today, but I want to give a shout out because really when you know a true expert in any space, talking about the real estate right now, is really giving back to not just the people that he leads, but his community and the real estate, all of the efforts that you do, Tyler, in the real estate space to help protect brokers' rights and consumers' rights in the industry. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you.
And here's a list of just a few of his credentials. 2016 Washington Realtors Realtor of the Year, and 2016 King County Realtors Realtor of the Year. 2017 Inman News Inman Innovator Awards nominee, Most Innovated Agent. 2015 President, Seattle King County Realtors with over 6,000 members. Vice President and Membership 2017, Washington Realtors with over 18,000 members. And 2016 Leadership Academy National Association of Realtors, one of 18 agents selected from across the nation and 1.3 million members to participate. Again, just to list a few, as well as owning and being the designated broker at John L. Scott West Seattle.
So, Tyler, before we get started here, I got to give a shout out to my best friend, James Stark, who works in your office. You employ him. He's an awesome dude. I know he's been busy, and we've actually known each other since kindergarten, literally, and still to this day we're best friends. So, shout out to my boy, James. But let's talk about you, Tyler. So, this weather, right? It's freezing. We got snow. It's blowing, and it's supposed to get worse. And I know even in our world, we've seen things get affected. But what's your take on how this is going to really affect us in the real estate world here?
Well, just personally, anecdotally, do not plant plants on a Sunday when a snowstorm comes on a Monday.
Good advice.
Learned that lesson last week. great question, and I think it dovetails interestingly with the other regional hiccup that we've had over the last month, and that's the viaduct closure. Yeah. Of course, it's now open, but I would say that its effect on the market has been that sellers have been inclined not to bring their properties on the market until the viaduct opened, which of course it is now, for the simple reason that it was harder to get around town, or at least there was a fear
Makes
of that.
Sense.
And then that's been punctuated, of course, this last week by the snowstorm, which has just essentially kept people at home. If there is an upside, I'll give you a quick example. A broker in our office is bringing a listing out In the coming weeks, and she commented that the pictures look fabulous because all of the wrinkles of the property have been covered up by the snow. So there's a silver lining.
So there's a silver lining to everything.
Of course, it's going to suck when the snow melts and the wrinkles are back.
Yeah.
But
we'll save those pictures to show what it does look like in the snow. Well, Tyler, what about from a perspective of a designated broker, what are the telltale signs of a changing market, because we've been seeing some of that going on?
You know, I really started noticing first indications of a changing market towards the end of the last spring market in 2018. Mm-hmm. I'd say maybe the end of May into June. First off, the market slowed down pretty precipitously at the beginning of June, and typically we get into the summer before that happens. The details of contracts changed. Mm-hmm. So we've been in this breakneck market now for several years where sellers have really commanded the negotiating terms of contracts. They've been able to really dictate whether or not buyers are bringing offers with lots of contingencies or without any contingencies, which typically, and I'm sure you know this, Tina, from your own business, has been the case. And mm-hmm. So what I have experienced in reviewing files is a return to what I would consider a normal construct between buyer and seller, in that there are the typical contingencies, inspection, financing, and so on that I had always been accustomed to in my own business. So I saw those details sort of reappearing in the contracts that I reviewed.
And what we experienced were things that none of us in our career have ever dealt with before.
Absolutely,
I mean,
right.
That was crazy.
And I think the last time I was on this program, I commented on the fact that there have been instances where buyers have waived all of their contingencies, sometimes at the recommendation of their broker, which in my book is a huge no-no. Don't do it. Never advise anybody to waive their rights to do something. Mm-hmm. Help them understand why that might be a successful strategy, but don't tell them to do it. So that trend with contracts has sort of marched forth over the summer. Things definitely loosened up. Market volume, or inventory rather, started to loosen up. I was seeing, using West Seattle as an example, inventory levels go from 3 weeks to 1.2 months to a month and a half, and at 1.2 months, and it sort of vacillated between a month and 2 months over the summer.
And again, a normal market is how many months on inventory?
Oh, in my experience in Seattle metro region, probably 3 to 4. So that would be considered a balanced market. Nationally, it's more 4 to 6. Another observation that I would make would be there were a couple of factors that I think were really germane to the region. First being Amazon and its choice as to whether or not it was going to be moving its second headquarters to what I would consider a more affordable market. That didn't happen. So Amazon's, and this is conjecture on my part, but Amazon's deciding to open up headquarters in Alexandria and outside of New York City really doesn't offer an affordability benefit to people who might be thinking about leaving Amazon in the Northwest and going to those two markets. So I think that benefits our market. The other thing is every 2 years there's an election cycle spike. And because when you have uncertainty, people become paralyzed. Mm-hmm. They want to see what the results are regardless of the ticket. It's not about politics. It's about uncertainty. And I think with the resolution of the election cycle in October, we started to see some stability coming back to the market. We started to see some buyers coming back into the market, started to see some multiple offers again. And we're sort of moving now back into the appreciation cycle of what typically is the first two quarters in Seattle and the region.
Well, with that being said, Tyler, obviously you're doing a great job of coaching your brokers because your office, we were talking about, has grown substantially. So considering all these changing markets, how do you coach your brokers?
Well, I think my wife and I are doing something right. She's a powerhouse in her own right.
She definitely is.
I'm pleased to say that we just doubled the size of our office this last week, actually. In the 3 years that we've owned it.
3 years of being open. So, pretty impressive.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And we have the number one broker in all of West Seattle for sure, and one of the top, she's top 200 out of the 30,000 in the multiple listing service. So we're honored to have her as part of our team. How do we coach our brokers to adjust to a changing market? It's opportunity. And, you know, first and foremost, especially coming out of this breakneck crazy market that we've had for the last several years. This is an opportunity for buyers, hopefully, to have access to inventory that they might otherwise not have had access to, and not necessarily at affordable prices. Let's not be naive. But there might be less competition. There might be more inventory, and there might be more stability in pricing that they can then sort of be strategic about that than we've seen in quite a while.
Sure.
So there's, you know, there's room for negotiation. There's more opportunity to get sellers off of their listing price. And more opportunity for buyers to protect themselves with reasonable contingencies. And so my message to our team members is take advantage of that.
Yeah.
You know the market, know how to counsel your clients, and really, you know, help buyers understand that there's opportunity afoot, and help sellers understand that the market might actually be leveling off, and this is a good time if they want to realize appreciation to get it done.
Yeah.
Because there will be a market correction. There has been every decade.
Mm-hmm.
For 50, 60 years.
And we're right at that decade.
And we're right at that decade.
I mean, you look at 2008, we're in 2018. So, and the crazy thing is there wasn't something really noticeable of what changed that market. So I like how you said counseling or coaching, you're talking about, you know, really being there and educating your clients on what's going on with the buyers. And I think that's so critical, Tyler, because I think that's where a lot of agents that are not the industry leaders are dropping the ball. They're not educating their clients what's happening. And it's not that difficult in the real estate space when you've got the data, the numbers, and to really assist there.
Yep.
Yeah. So, Tyler, let's talk about the sellers. What should sellers be expecting right now in this changing market?
Well, I think they should be expecting to do nothing for the next week.
don't put your house on the market because no one's going to come look at it.
Let's start with that.
Yeah.
Historically, year over year, Seattle, and when I say Seattle, obviously, I mean the larger region, its market appreciates over the first two quarters. And that can be single digits, it can be double digits, but generally speaking, that's the case. So for sellers, if they want to maximize an opportunity to leverage any further market gains, now's the time to be considering getting on the market between now and at the end of June. But the reality is that a seller needs to sell when a seller needs to sell.
Of course.
So it could be November, it can be March, it doesn't really matter if the need is there. Then our job is to help our clients make informed decisions. And if there is a lot of inventory in the pipeline, to position the product, their house, so that it's starting the game at the front of the line, not at the back of the line.
Yeah.
So, Tyler, I want to ask you the same question, but we're going to switch hats here. What about the buyers? What should they expect in this changing market?
Well, I touched on that as well. Hopefully, buyers are going to see less competition. Caveat emptor being that if you're buying a house in a highly desirable neighborhood in Seattle, it's likely to see robust competition regardless market conditions. But it's an opportunity for buyers to be less emotional about the process, to put their best foot forward, and hopefully, as I mentioned before, still retaining the contingencies that make for a level-headed transactional exchange, and just know that there will be some hopefully more inventory available, and to go take advantage of it as it comes on the market.
Love it. So I've got a couple minutes, Tyler, here, and I want to talk to you about some advice for new brokers and seasoned brokers as we wrap up our time here. And what would be a shout out for them that they need to be doing to help them succeed at a higher level?
Well, if you hadn't made that lengthy introduction, we'd have another 10 minutes.
But,
so bad. This just all shows all about having some laughs. So, thanks,
so,
Tyler.
For seasoned brokers, be adaptable and recognize that there will always be change in the marketplace.
Yeah.
The market is not static; it never stays the same. And it's incumbent upon you, if you're experienced, to be flexible and to move with the times. For new brokers, whatever a new broker experiences as their market when they get into the business is going to become something else, in time. So that is an opportunity to sharpen your saw, gain expertise, and be the expert that your clients need you to be.
Love that. Tyler, thank you so much for coming back in studio. It's always a great pleasure to have you here, and congratulations again on all the success that you're having in your office.
Tina and Keelan, thank you very much, and I will make sure that James Stark gets that shout out as well.
Thanks.
Love that. Oh, and I need to talk to your top 200 broker, by the way. I just started Coffee with a Superstar every Monday. Mm-hmm. Interview the best of the best. And on that note, coming up next on The Money Hour, financial wellness, Noemi Chaparro of Securin Advisors Northwest, right here at 1150 AM KKNW after this short break.